Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, the show, Saturday, May 23rd, 2009. And I've got a new website on the Cosmic Love homepage there in BBS Radio. You can go through that and see how the subject today, Best Ideas for Global Change, is right there at the top. And we'll be going into that, Truth That Wants Only the Liberty to Appear. And the subject of Best Ideas is something I've been following. There's quite a story here, this competition that Google's been providing with millions of dollars for the best ideas. And we'll be going into that a little bit today. After that article, you'll notice on the BBS homepage on Cosmic Love, a five-dimensional rendition of keynotes for public participation, processes of visualization, meditation, global harmonization, and mass awakening that naturally follows through higher revelation. Five-dimensional perspective on the big shift that's going on, the dimensional shift, which has been the subject of the last 2 weeks. So take heart. There's plenty of time. Pace yourself with world changes right now. There's abundance of time as we know it because it's being compressed. This is what's going on with the dimensional shift. Time is being compressed or otherwise accelerated in the now. And this is having all kinds of repercussions in the collective consciousness of rapidly changing humanity right now. So quality time, moment to moment, trumps quantity time, just as the sacred divine order trumps the secular. And that subject of the sacred and the secular and the relationship of the individual and the collective consciousness that's awakening, and that process individually and collectively is the awakening process of the dimensional shift. Now, there's links on this subject, whole web pages from formal shows and in-depth articles on this process that's in process. So the more the time compresses, the more that knowing in the now, intuitive knowing, goes mainstream. The more people knowing better to do better, knowing what full-spectrum conscience, full-spectrum love, what it really means. This is the big shift of the ages. It's happening inadvertently, whether we know it or like it or not. There's a divine order in heaven and on earth. It's fast matriculating the matrix of reality as we know it. This is not an easy shift for those who are stuck in, you might say, love-challenged habits of believing, thinking, feeling, and acting, you know, the four sides of the pyramid of being. And it's not an easy shift for social institutions that are stuck in love-challenged habits of governing, mediating, healing, and doing business as they've always done business, the four sides of the pyramid of civilization with government, education, healthcare, and the economy. Now, that understanding of self and civilization and the pyramid of self and civilization and the four sides, you might say the four dimensions, with each of those four sides having three dimensions, and them all converging in, you might say, the fifth dimension capstone. It's a metaphor we've gone through in previous shows, and that's a subject that we've been geometrizing, using to geometrize, you might say, the understanding of the pyramid as a symbol that the founding fathers used to represent the order of the ages. And that order is in reference to the assembling of the components to the capstone for, call it vision, God vision, higher consciousness, whatever. So here is a test for all of you listening to see if your mission on earth is finished. If you're still alive, it's not. Actually, that's a quote from Sir Francis Bacon. It was one of the, supposedly the last incarnation before the Comte de Saint Germain, the mystery man, master of Europe, who's referred to as the hierarch of the Aquarian Age in many New Age circles. Anyway, enjoy the show today. I wanted to reference a little bit on the homepage that's new. You'll see an inspiration section down there with an article, the latest on the dimensional shift with Earth's ascension on the 2012 timeline, as told by Susie Ward through her son Matthew, speaking from higher etheric octaves. And there's a link there. There's an article. And read that from your perspective of your higher self and see what you think. You know, some people like this orientation to what's really going on Earth, you might say, from a higher etheric octave perspective. And some people consider it woo-woo. But I'm putting it up there just to see what kind of response we get. So there's that. And there's a section of recent articles some of you might find interesting that you can click on at the, near the bottom of the Cosmic Love webpage. And there's a new section called Astrology Watch. Now, I haven't done this before, but this is something new. I thought I'd try to see who it is that might be interested in this perspective. And the focus in this Astrology Watch is on Chiron, the Wounded Healer. And there's a link there. You can read an article. It's an interesting orientation to the astrophysics of energetics being stepped down, you might say, into our solar system and into our consciousness. And there's an interesting pattern with Chiron in it. It's called a creative triangle. It goes into that geometry of the astrology, psychology, astrophysics, you might say, that are have created this last week an interesting pattern in the heavens. And the meaning of that, it goes into, and what this whole thing with Chiron is, a planet that was discovered, a planetoid in the outer solar system that was discovered in 1976. Of course, all these planets act as step-down generators, just like a cosmic modem, you might say, of cosmic energies, a modem between the mind of God as the divine order of the universe, and that modem is a transformer, an interactive interface from the outer energies, the larger universe, and through our DNA brain coordinates, our consciousness, and how we perceive things. So you might find that interesting. I thought I'd try that. And I'm all referencing there at the bottom of the page that the music in the background when you come to the Cosmic Love webpage is by Simone Afina from her CD Born to Fly. And you can listen to an archive show interviewing Simone with samples of her music that was archived back in December the 8th, 2007, if you want to listen to the archive on that. And that's referenced at the bottom of the Cosmic Love webpage. So let's go back to the subject of today, Best Ideas for Global Change. Truth that wants only the liberty to appear. There's an article that this is just the preface to, this first top of the page, the Cosmic Love homepage. And you can click on that and go to that article, and I'll be going into that with the kind of a reading. And this is a talk show if you'd like to call in regarding this subject, something that's germane to the to this topic. I'd love to hear from you. So I'm beginning this orientation to best ideas for global change with a quote from Thomas Paine. And Thomas Paine, who you might say was the spark that ignited the American Revolution, the whole spirit of freedom that he represented was the catalyst for creating the sentiment in the colonies and that led to the American Revolution. And what Thomas Paine said was that freedom has been hunted around the globe. Reason was considered as rebellion. And the slavery of fear had made men afraid to think. But such is the irresistible nature of truth that all it asks and all it wants is the liberty of appearing. He has one of his books he wrote back in 1791, The Rights of Man. So the truth of best ideas for global change, as I said, wants only the liberty to appear. And before Obama was elected president, Google announced a competition of best ideas, with millions of dollars going to the winners. Google has given new meaning to search and shall find in a new world of unprecedented knowledge power. But will Google allow the best idea for arriving at best ideas? Will we now see, in other words, the currency of conscience resurrecting the global economy? And is it true that core constitutional freedoms can now finish globally what U.S. founders began locally? Would you agree that the whole world of kind men among mankind has never been more ready to focus our collective attention with pure intention on the evolutionary ascension of social conscience in our all-connected, instant, everywhere, interactive social networks? There is no time or space now. And within the context of change as the only permanent condition, the only other permanent condition is a frame of reference for discernment of best ideas. So there's this competition that Google had here at the back in November. They announced it, and they were going to follow through the first of the years with voting on these best ideas. Well, it hasn't happened, and I'm going to go into that a little bit. The self-evident truth of what everyone wants with the evolutionary ascent of conscience, that wants the liberty of appearing. I mean, that's we all like to know how we can pull ourselves up by the bootstraps or otherwise ramp up this process of evolutionary change to a more enlightened form on the planet. You might say that self-government and the processes of self-government wants to be self-correcting, just like liberty wants to appear, and truth wants the liberty of appearing. Well, the honor and truth and reason rebels against tyranny, but tyranny is godless as hell. In other words, where I'm going with this is there are forces that hate moral precepts of honor as much as truth and reason, even though, as I said, truth, all it wants and all it asks is the liberty of appearing, or at least that's what Thomas Paine said. So the honor and truth and reason has this core rebellion against tyranny of any kind. That's why Thomas Jefferson, who authored the Declaration of Independence, said that rebellion against tyranny is obedience to God. And he also said, and this is inscribed on the Jefferson Memorial, "I've sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Now, that's a pretty strong statement. And, of course, that was the sentiment of the day. It's the sentiment of people who have an abhorrence for any tyranny over the mind of man. Some things just don't change. Jefferson was a good spokesman for the first principles that led to the whole concept of representative government and an organizational system that made that possible. So the new model today, you might say, for free and open reason and truth makes the tyranny of bad ideas obsolete. And that's kind of the point. As Buckminster Fuller said, you can never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Well, the new model is, you might say, the mother of all the best ideas. It's quite simply the capability of the network of networks, the mother of all networks, the Internet, to upgrade, reboot, or otherwise optimize our five core constitutional freedoms, as we'll finish globally what U.S. founders began locally in America, which was an honorable rebellion against the abuse of power. So liberating the mind of man boils down to two words, because this is the process that we're talking about, the process of arriving at best ideas boils down to two words, informed choice. And it's informed choice that wants the best ideas for providing the best information whereby we the people can choose the best ideas for ourselves. Whole idea of self-government. Well, it's interesting synchronicity that Google began their contest back in November appealing to the world of best ideas on their 10th anniversary at the same time that Americans were focused on electing a new president. Or as Google's Best Ideas website says, and there's a link for that in the article that, you can click on there at the top of the page where I introduced this topic today. There's a link for the Best Ideas website that Google has. And on that you'll see they say, may those, and this is kind of the slogan, may those who help the most win. Well, of course, that's the whole idea of Best Ideas. And right before the inauguration of President Obama, the mainstream media ran a news clip of the CEO of Google in a photo op with Obama. And the CEO didn't look too happy, as I read it, or I watched it. He looked rather somber, kind of, and you can understand he's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders, the CEO of Google. There's a lot of global netizens, I call them, which are like online citizens of our global net reality, who are still hopeful that the Google contest for best ideas will finally be open to public voting that was promised earlier in the year. Anyway, it didn't happen, not yet. It turns out that Google deciders who decide what best ideas we can vote on are now part of the Obama team and don't want to be politically incorrect. Apparently, our ability to choose or otherwise decide what's best for us is now filtered by political powers that be, the Google Obama team. And this is a concern because, and this is one of my favorite quotes by Alston Chase, when the search for truth is confused with political advocacy, the pursuit of knowledge is reduced to the quest for power. So this new alliance of Google with Obama is interesting because when the search for truth is confused with political advocacy, the pursuit of knowledge is reduced to the quest for power. So, like I said, there's something seriously sobering with this picture, the self-evident compromise of best ideas to the blue-tinted lens of power that seeks only power over the people rather than of, by, and for the people. And the point I make here is that executive power by the executive branch of government is a good thing, even a necessary thing, considering the disintegrating state of global economics. But let's be clear that the systemic problem behind the disintegration of the economy had to become self-evident before the public would rally for reintegrating along more constitutional lines. And I'll be going into that. The understanding of the resolution of the imbalance of powers and the abuse of powers from the past in government is a reintegration or a realignment along more enlightened lines that represent core constitutional freedoms. So, obviously the abuse of power is the source of all our global economic problems. It's only the correct use of power and an upgrade of constitutional checks and balances will resolve this problem. And when I say this problem, I'm referring to a quote by James Madison, chief architect of the Constitution and the fourth U.S. president, who said, "If tyranny and oppression ever come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other enemy. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare." So, that obviously is a problem in our modern day era. And the resolution of it is the subject of best ideas, you know, best ideas for global change. So we're massaging the message as we go into this. The imbalance we now see in the world has been caused by the influence of war profiteers who have privatized and bankrupted the republic, not just financially but also morally. A lack of love for core constitutional freedoms. And that lack of love is denied the moral compass that is so desperately needed to direct enlightened social conscience in our global social networks. The concept here is that if America is to shine for the world as a beacon of truth and justice for all, as it once did, the torch of liberty must be held high as an example to light the way for all nations. And you only do that with the moral high ground. And this thing of holding the torch of core constitutional freedoms high is the only real option here. And a surrender of those two keywords, informed choice, in the name of best ideas would serve the quest for power over the internet and global government. And that's the concern. You know, what good is a contest if somehow it's not really representing the source? Hello? So, is there someone coming in there? So, how to best represent core constitutional freedoms is the issue. And the concept of a contest, the Google organization has presented. The concern is, how does this process best serve the purpose for which the internet and the government was created? And we're going into that a little bit. The best world leaders obviously would ideally have the best ideas, or put another way, the single best idea is revitalization of core constitutional freedoms through the new medium of interactive internet social networks, making government accountable to the highest and best purpose of these five core best ideas, which government was created to serve. And those best ideas, of course, are our core freedoms with the Bill of Rights, our five core freedoms: speech, assembly, petition, religion. And we'll be going into that. Imagine what this will look like if different social network contest categories, and this was the competition that Google introduced, that there was these different categories. And imagine if those different categories were open to ongoing public participation, whereby the currency of conscience, the full spectrum of mass participation, could define, refine, combine, and shine the best ideas with interactive evaluation, you know, a ranking system. And this could be done online very easily with a website. The technology's, you know, state of the art. I mean, it could be implemented by any social network. And really, in this case, we're talking about freedom to petition government for redress of grievances, which was always one of the best ideas. Anyway, the Google Obama team is apparently determined that this isn't going to happen, at least so far. They've delayed this voting after it was announced, and there was a lot of expectation and excitement about this contest. And most people realize that the cause of all conflict is mismatched expectations. So there's a lot of people waiting to see what will happen. But in the meantime, it appears that the Google contest has been used to survey what the public is thinking, cherry-picking the best ideas for themselves, and deciding what best ideas can be voted on. Well, the process from the beginning was not really open. They were going to decide what the best ideas would be voted on from the beginning. So you can jump to a positive or negative conclusion here. I'm just saying that the best idea would be to open the process up to represent our five core freedoms. And I'll be going into that concept of what that would look like. So the question that I've been focusing on here is, why would one of the global internet leaders deny the open internet capabilities for not only full disclosure of all the best ideas, but also public participation in ranking all of them? So people worldwide, a lot of people worldwide have been following this great contest of freedom, of, you know, for best ideas. And the best ideas in this case would ideally make the bad ideas obsolete. In other words, there are deeply entrenched status quo powers that be that don't want their love of power, their quest for power, exposed for what it is, an inversion, a subversion, or a perversion of the power of love in terms of love of constitutional freedoms. So there's a real dynamic going on here, the love of power and the power of love. And as Carl Gustav Jung once said, the father of modern psychology, quote, where love rules, there is no will to power, and where power predominates, there love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So there's this dynamic of the love of power and the power of love, and one is the shadow of the other. And this is really the core issue with, you might say, entrenched status quo powers that be have done business a certain way, which was to emphasize with all their new war powers the power to own and control above all. The love of power and the will to power predominated. And this is what's changing in the world right now. The pendulum is swinging back into balance. And that balance point is where you can understand what's going on when the executive branch, with their executive proposals and agendas, and you can understand what's going on with the legislative branch, which is representative of the public and the public's interest for what is truly best for all. And then you've got that balance point, which is the wisdom to know the difference and to check and balance the love of power with the power of love through wisdom and discernment of the appropriate relationship and value and roles of each. It's like this threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love in the executive, judicial, and legislative. So there's a unique dynamic there. And many global netizens, like I say, online world citizens, are well aware that America's financial system has been virtually hijacked in broad daylight, just as America's core social institutions have been privatized for status quo ownership and control by the same Federal Reserve bankers who are neither federal nor have any reserves. In other words, the giant corporations that now own and control America's power grids, media networks, healthcare system, and military-industrial complex have so thoroughly infiltrated government in collusion with the banking system, the Fed, that an open public forum for best ideas could be worse than just embarrassment to the new status quo, tyranny over the mind of man, because that's what it is unless and until there's a balance with the love of core constitutional freedoms. And there is, to a large extent, that check and balance is to a large extent in place, and there's a divine order in the process that's equalizing and neutralizing and balancing, you might say, the abuse of power. And in light of this situation, this dynamic that's going on intensely in the public sphere right now, it's interesting to read a very prescient statement by Thomas Jefferson back in 1802 when he said, "Banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered." That was Thomas Jefferson back in 1802. So from the beginning of the Republic, there was this issue of the banksters, and how they had basically consolidated European powers, which were behind the tyranny being imposed on the American colonies until the Revolution. So his quote, Jefferson's quote back in 1802, saying that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies, and what he said and what he warned about, it's come true largely. When he said, they will deprive the people of all property until the children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Well, we've seen a lot of that happen already, and it's not over, of course, until it's over. It may get better before it gets worse, or it may get worse before it gets better. Man has free will, so anything is possible. The best we can do is become cognizant of what's really going on with trends, what's the high road and what's the low road, which I'll be going into. So anyway, summary on this Fed was the banking system. For 96 years now, the privately owned Fed, which isn't any more federal than Fred Smith's Federal Express, has been ever so gradually increasing taxation from only like 1% when they first started it. They very gradually increased the taxation of the American public to pay for World War I, World War II, and federal government largesse now to a point where there is a virtual tyranny of privatized public institutions that now put their power to profit above public constitutional principle. That's a serious situation. Most people that have looked at it objectively know that's the case, and it is what it is. But how we deal with it, Walt Whitman, the way he put it in his publication, Democratic Vistas, he said that, I say we had better look our nation searchingly in the face like a physician diagnosing some deep disease. And I would say that says it pretty well. The constitutional law of the land is the issue here, and how it's been corrupted by corporate profit on demand. I mean, the law of the land is, has become corporate profit on demand largely. Corporate law has been allowed to supersede constitutional law, morphing into a perversion of constitutional law that gives organized greed the same rights that were originally created to protect the ownership of property for individuals. Now, those corporations have been given the same rights as individuals. The thing is, corporations never die. They just concentrate power and become more influential and powerful. Anyway, the consequence we now see was predictable. It was the danger that Jefferson talked about, banks being more dangerous than standing armies, and what Jefferson said about the quote I gave earlier about no nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. And this is the dynamic that we see with executive powers going to the executive, war powers that are out of balance with legislative interests in no war. So there are those forces that profit from war. That's obvious. But the issue here is this dynamic of what's going on with the love of power. And on war steroids, you might say, and how, as I don't know how you say it, Thucydides, the Greek Thucydides, probably, that's it. He said that the love of power operating through greed and personal ambition was the cause of all these evils. Now, he was talking about the evils in the fall of government back then, and of course that's typically the abuse of power and the corruption of powers that be usually leads to the fall of civility and civilization. So, like I say, the consequence for what we see now with all this was predictable for what's happened with the takeover of our banking system and the warnings of Jefferson and Madison. So, the overview here, as the plot thickens, you might say, life and liberty as we have known it, and what's happening largely in America is that life, liberty, and our core institutions are being virtually cannibalized by privatized social institutions that put their profit and power above the core constitutional freedoms, which are still the best ideas for making tyranny obsolete. I think Thomas Paine would agree with that. And if you don't see the emergency situation now, as Thomas Paine was trying to warn the public of back then, there's a good article, a link on it, on this article, as you go through this. The link at the top of the on the subject, there's a link that includes how General Motors, or how GM became General Motors. And of course, that's been in the news this last week, big time. So there's a good article on that. I thought you'd find that interesting to highlight this point of what's going on with our core institutions under the new banking system. So let's be honest about the need of the hour, the need to return to the first principles of common sense, Tom Paine's common sense that sparked the American Revolution and led to ratification of the Constitution. As Thomas Paine said, it is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until ideas confirm themselves by habit, and I should say until the best ideas confirm themselves by habit, he used the words until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. Now, those first principles became the Bill of Rights. They became our five core freedoms. They became those first principles became our best ideas for self-governing democracy that's shown for the world as, that torch of freedom and liberty at the end of liberty's arm. And what's happened is you can't say it's water over the dam. At the same time, let the past be prologue. But the way things are now, there's a lot of tension between the core momentums of freedom in the hearts and minds of Americans and people worldwide, and what has happened to our communications media, which doesn't discuss this great dynamic of freedom or what's going on now, which is why I have the show on cosmic love. Anyway, George Orwell once said that, quote, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And in the information age today, common sense may be grievously uncommon due to the information overload of mind-numbing proportions. There's just so much information out there. Information overload creates kind of a future shock where people just kind of shut down and go into their own little worlds. And this is largely one of the factors that makes common sense uncommon and makes telling the truth a revolutionary act. But in any regard, it's the truth that the truth of such a priceless item as freedom compels a conscientious common sense grasp of those first principles, those best ideas that will most likely secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. Some things just don't change. That's the pure intention that we're talking about here with the cosmic love. So freedom lovers worldwide still consider Tom Paine's Common Sense as the most successful political treatise in history. And applied to our global village net reality today, common sense would say that the pure intention of freedom of speech is that the best ideas see the light of day. And that was the whole idea of sunshine laws that outlaw backroom decision-making, which preempts the public's informed choice. So freedom of speech and best ideas need to see the light of day. And this is one of the keynotes of these two words, informed choice. So I think most of you listening would agree that preemptive war was a bad idea. Would you say that power was abused horrendously, the moral low ground. I think some would agree with that. And would you agree that a secretive preemptive war against informed choice is a war against our core constitutional freedoms? Do you think? Lord Acton once said, "The truth will come out when powerful people, no longer wish to suppress it." So, when powerful people no longer wish to suppress the truth, it will come out. That's an interesting subject. Perhaps the Google Obama team believes that they are exempt or otherwise know better as to what best ideas we should vote on, we should choose from. I'm sure there's some people that would surrender their sovereignty to let other people decide what they should decide on. But in the internet age, that would be a betrayal of both the potential of net reality and the pure intention of U.S. founders, the pure intention for informed choice. Without the liberty of, by and for, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, that's when you have secret decisions replace open public decisions. And the quest for power then replaces the quest for truth, and half-truth replaces the whole truth. From there, it's down the slippery slope of political correctness that's morally wrong. Now, a moral compass is that pure intention that points true north to constitutional principles. It's the heart of freedom of religion, the compelling cause of moral conscience. Pure intention focuses the lens of consciousness on the moral imperative. The fabric of all of our social freedoms is woven by the threads of sacred conscience in our new global village. The sacred conscience to love your neighbor as yourself. Conscience, as James Madison said, chief architect of the Constitution, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So it really boils down to, in a global village, we're all instant everywhere interactive neighbors. And the first precepts still apply of being a good neighbor. And the way I would paraphrase it today is that to love with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength, and your netizen neighbor in our global village as thyself. So anyway, as we get through this, we're going through a huge dynamic that we've discussed on Cosmic Love many times, what's going on with the dimensional shift on the 2012 timeline, and what's going on Earth with the computer internet revolution that has virtually removed all time and space, unveiling the mysteries of God with an instant everywhere interactive omnipresence, omnipotent of a sort of knowledge power, and this omnipresent omnipotence and omniscience, all-knowing with this incredible knowledge power in the earth, it's accelerating things. It's accelerating an awakening. There's more people that are getting a better understanding of what's going on in the world. So we've got this very interesting president who speaks very well to these issues in many regards, and I don't think he's flip-flopping so much as he's adjusting to the incredible resistance once he announces an idea or a policy, incredible resistance from powerful influences all around him who then resist the high ground of change that he's encouraging. So the mandate for change that Obama was elected to fulfill will only get out of the shadow of those powerful influences, the status quo domination by power elite special interests. That'll only happen when there's sufficient social conscience in our social networks to basically raise the glass ceiling on freedom and opportunity, you might say. And there's two ways to do this. There's the fast way and the slow way, and there's the fast ways with the high road, and the low road is failure to choose the high road. So understanding the high road is how to culture a social conscience in our social networks. And you might say, as Thomas Paine ignited the spark of freedom that, you know, that led to the American Revolution, we're talking about igniting the spark of freedom in a higher power, and that higher power is in the collective conscience of global humanity. And that's what's awakening. There's a massive awakening going on through all kinds of social networks, blogs, news groups. There's just a huge movement going on. And Google spoke to that movement with their contest with best ideas. I'm looking forward to see how that turns out. I'm holding on to the idea that they're just basically preparing a more open system for representing the core freedoms that both the Internet and government serves. So the truth of best ideas definitely wants to be free and open. That's the responsibility that the Internet provides that empowers responsibility for change that we all want. So you can't expect responsibility for government without responsibility. And it's the same way with the interactive communication process and all our social networks that ideally will culture social conscience in our social networks. And that process is the high road. Without vision of this high road, global civilization defaults to their low road. They self-destruct down the road of sorrows, you might say, rebuilding after the chaos and crash of bankrupt morals, minds, and disintegrating institutions. So man has free will, anything is possible, and the best ideas culture the high road for evolutionary ascent of global civilization. So common sense would tell us that this new responsibility for our global village net reality will follow from the ability to respond, the responsibility that will optimize the full potential of our new global, instant, everywhere, interactive Internet capabilities. And in the process, organize all information along more enlightened constitutional lines that frame our core freedoms at the interface, the interactive interface of mass-to-mass communication for social conscience in our social networks. This is the formula for the net reality of the new common sense at the heart of a new global village evolution in higher consciousness. I was going to say revolution in higher consciousness, but 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And 90% of the law needs to go back to the evolutionary components to higher consciousness. Instead of 90% of the law being ownership and control, which is the law of the corporations. There's got to be a balance there. And the formula for this balance is how pure intention, our core virtues, plus focused attention, the high road, focusing on the high road, leads to or otherwise equals evolutionary ascension. And that would be global reboot of all our core social, political, and economic institutions along more enlightened constitutional lines. I think most people would agree with that when they understand how that's not only possible, but it's virtually required to jumpstart the healing process with checks and balances in the communication grids, the communication networks, the social networks that are defining social conscience. So without a clear vision of this high road, by default we gravitate to the low road. There's nothing more valuable than an uncompromised vision of the high road without which civility is compromised and civilization perishes. That's kind of that's common sense. The new common sense would apply that to our instant everywhere interactive social networks to make that possible. Which there's many links here that you can link on, and it goes into exactly how that is possible. So there's more to this talk show than just my voice talking or people calling in to cuss and discuss the high road. So they don't cuss it too much. But everyone knows, or you know, that there's no excuse for betrayal of the pure intention of this capability. I mean, the new common sense of how we could upgrade our core social institutions with checks and balances that bring into balance the abuse of power that's virtually making a killing for profit on the creation and management of terror, war, plague, and virtually hell on earth. That process is changing. It is being exposed and neutralized and checked and balanced anyway. But imagine what it would look like if there was a working model, if someone with the stature of the Google Obama team would create a good working model of what it would look like if all our five core freedoms were represented in an interactive mass-to-mass interaction process, a mass-to-mass communication process where the origination and evaluation of best ideas could be qualified through that process, like the concept of information's ecology that would recycle general knowledge to generate specific wisdom with the best ideas rising like cream to the top. That's possible. It has not been modeled in any social network yet, and I really believe that someone with the stature of Google could recognize that as a best idea and fund it. Hey, I submitted it. I'd like to think I'm in the running. I'm not going to knock these guys too hard. I'm just saying, you know, let's focus on the best ideas from a core constitutional perspective, because otherwise there's no checks and balances with all the abuse of power, including the decision-making process that would arrive at best ideas. So, you know, there's a principle in government that our elected politicians don't see the light until they feel the heat. Well, I'd like to think that Google would feel a little heat to get with the program of core constitutional freedoms, as would translate to first principles of internet interactivity and the origination of ideas, freedom of speech, the evaluation of ideas, freedom to petition government, how those ideas could all come together in one place, or at least under different categories, you know, freedom of assembly. So there you have it. We're really talking about the next big thing in the computer internet revolution. We're basically getting around to a point that Obama made during the primaries. And one of the things he said is that, quote, "One of my fundamental beliefs from my days as a community organizer is that real change comes from the bottom up, and there's no more powerful tool for grassroots organizing than the internet." Well, that's exactly what I'm saying about with this Google competition, that the best ideas come from the grassroots, and there's no better idea than providing a way whereby they can be qualified, identified, and otherwise voted on and trickle up from the grassroots into our prevailing awareness collectively as the best ideas that they are. That process should be open. It should represent our core freedoms rather than talk about them like it is and then not. So the battle Obama is fighting in Congress is the battle that Main Street America has to deal with. And that enemy is Wall Street, the self-proclaimed masters of the universe. Well, these are the inside traders, some would say the inside traders, who are the corporate autocrats, technocrats, and sycophant bureaucrats who serve the bankster plutocrats who privatize the banking system so they can profit from war, disease, and death of conscience. Now, conscience, the currency of conscience, is the most sacred property, as Madison said, you know, the chief architect of the Constitution. And we need to get back to this issue of conscience, because without conscience, you know, there, you know, and you know, just there's, you know, why even go on? You know? So being alive is having a conscience. And there's a quote here that I really like from the late comedian George Carlin, and he says, quote, "Nothing is as cloaked in BS as war. War is business conducted at a gunpoint, nothing more, nothing less. War costs a fortune, and the money is only loaned when the people borrowed it from the assets to back up the loans. Now, that asset can be the money they hope to make from the war, and if that fails to pay off, you know, the people borrowing the money, if that fails, you know, which is usually the government borrowing from the Federal Reserve, if that fails to pay off the taxpayer, the slaves, the suckers back home, you know, have to pay for it. So, as George Carlin says, the U.S. income tax, the IRS, and Wall Street for the masses was all created to pay for World War One. Well, he could go on to say that it was went on to pay Wall Street for the masses, the IRS, the income tax to pay for World War II's and all the government largesse since then. So there's a solution here. I go into that solution a little bit with an article that you can link on called Decentralizing the Parasitic Banking System. And it identifies the real enemy of the public as these self-serving parasites who create and destroy bubbles in the economy to strip equity out of the economy on the way up and on the way down, all the while making usurious interests off the masses with a big fraction of the action kickbacks going back to the banksters who run this pyramid racket. You might say the mother of all Ponzi schemes with this Federal Reserve. This enemy will only be defeated unless the public wises up and rises up to demand it. And there's the article referencing that, Decentralizing the Parasite Banking System, that you can click on. And there's a lot of articles now about Ron Paul's new bill about auditing the Fed for the first time, because this privately owned corporation, the Fed, has not even allowed the public treasury and the open government systems of legislature to even audit the Fed, if you can believe that or not. So these things are in process. But this concept of how this would work, decentralizing the parasitic banking system, there's a good article on it there you can link on and go to. I'd like to add that Obama and the Congress has their hands full trying to hold together a disintegrating system of government that is infiltrated by these corrupt special interests like a systemic cancer on the body politic. And it's that serious, folks. But the problem of this disintegration had to become self-evident before the demand for reintegration with core constitutional freedoms could become a self-evident truth. In other words, sometimes until things get really bad, we don't look to see how things could be better. And the self-evident solution here is to reboot our core constitutional freedoms at the interactive interface of mass-to-mass communications through the Internet. And again, what that would look like is an update of our core freedoms, as I referenced. So President Obama is like U.S. Congress in general here. They're ultimately accountable to a higher power that is represented by the collective good conscience of, by, and for the public at large. And that's a very large responsibility in a global village of instant, everywhere, interactive net reality, our all-connected responsibility as global netizens. I mean, this is the issue, folks. This is the real issue we're looking at with all this change, is to get back in homeostasis and harmony with checks and balances in the body politic, you might say, with our core institutions and how they work as a function of the nervous system of civilization, which is the Internet. So what Obama needs to fulfill his mandate for the real change needed is a higher power in a global prayer field, a prayer field of pure intention and focused attention on evolutionary ascension a social conscience in our social networks. He needs to do that. This needs to happen if we want to level the praying field. That's P-R-E-Y, praying field, instead of P-R-A-E-R, prayer field. So if we want to level the praying field whereby the rich and the powerful preys upon the poor and the powerless, we've got to build a prayer field with the High Roads formula for global reboot along the lines of core constitutional freedoms. In other words, we need to conscientiously focus on the self-evident solution to global problems, how our five core constitutional freedoms can now be upgraded to create a global revolution in higher consciousness, a new common sense for a new enlightenment at the heart of the next economy. Now, freedom of assembly of best ideas begins with open social networks for informed choice, not preemptive choice whereby the decisions are already made regarding what we can decide on. And what about freedom of press in the Internet age that has made the computer Internet printing press the new medium where information wants to be free and open to the public? Why would the Google Obama team limit that capability for informed choice? Why not provide websites in the different categories of voting in order to represent all ideas submitted for full disclosure? Would you agree that open disclosure of the whole truth of best ideas is the pure intention of freedom of press? Whether you call it the information age or the Internet age, where is the common sense today that represents pure intention for informed choice, which provides full disclosure of information so we can make a choice? Without informed choice in the information Internet age, we can arguably say that we have no freedom at all. Call it virtual freedom, pseudo-freedom, or mock freedom, there was never a more nefarious abortion of the whole truth than the truth-challenged deception that masks in the name of those who help the most win. As Thomas Paine would say, when the greatest truths are subverted by, you might say, the big lie, he would say, in the quote, the greatest tyrannies are always perpetrated in the name of the noblest causes. So there's always a concern whenever someone is promising a contest for the best ideas that their process represents it. There's always a concern with that. And this is the concern with this contest. We'll see how it goes. I'm interested, obviously. We all have a stake in it as far as I'm concerned. So, mark my words, as the Internet goes, so goes the Internet for representing core freedoms, so goes the best opportunity to check and balance the abuse of powers. Or mark the words of George Washington in his 1796 farewell address when he said, guard against the impostors of pretended patriotism. The future of global net reality is what we make it. The best way to predict it is to create it with those self-evident best ideas for self-correcting self-government of a self-elevating evolutionary ascent nature. The new American Revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution. In a perfect world, the best ideas for freedom and opportunity would rule. I mean, it's not a perfect world, but you don't have to be perfect to conceive how a more perfect union of hearts and minds could liberate the abundant life, clean power, enlightened conscience, and holistic health for global humanity. And you can see for yourself how that's true at the article, The Great Race for Global Reboot, which I've linked on the website in this article. Common sense still speaks to those who listen. We shape the communications infrastructure for all our social networks, and then that infrastructure shapes us, our social conscience. The best idea for self-government has always been a full spectrum of public opinion to shed light on the best choices we have, like an upgraded system of real-time, mass-to-mass voting, evaluation that takes freedom to petition government to its logical conclusion in a global village. So it's not rocket science. You make interactive social media conscience the rule at the heart of mass-to-mass communication in our global social networks. And the golden rule law language for a golden age on Earth rules. Make it the rule and it rules. So we're ramping up here. I wanted to go through enough of this article that you can get a feel for the great dynamic, the great contest of freedom and best ideas that's in process right now. It's really interesting, this synchronicity between the Google contest and the Obama administration's reboot of a lot of our core social institutions. So there's more to be read here. I hope you enjoy it. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to catching you in a couple weeks on Cosmic Love. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
You have no right.
This message is brought to you from HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products, sponsoring the BBS.com radio network, the leader in internet radio. Radio, 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 radio.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Hi, everybody. This is Senia Siever, and you're listening to Dr. Bell. Well, I forgot to say who I am. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll keep that, Don. Be sure and keep that in there. I like those improvs. Yeah, go ahead. Especially with the laugh and all that.
Yeah. Who am I? I just forgot.
my brain.
My head in the stars.
needed someone to make me alright, but no one come along. And so I settled within myself, just like a drunk in a bar. And now I know I need nobody else, with my head in the stars, in the stars.
Hi, everybody. This is Senia Seaver, and you're listening to Dr. Bell. Well, I forgot to say who I am. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll keep that done. Be sure and keep that in there. I like those improv. Yeah, go ahead. Especially with the laugh and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who am I? I just forgot.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Imagine for a moment that you are transported back to 1909, 100 years ago, but you retain your memory of all the advances which occurred in 100 years. Airplanes, cell phones, the internet, TV, space travel. Now, come back to 2009. Do you think progress will stop? What will be the most significant happening of the next 100 years? Leo Kim's book, Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, will reveal to you the new scientific revolution and the power of the mind, wirelessly connected to the universe, will be the event which changes our world by healing many rifts and by changing our lives. Progress will not stop, and neither will you. Get Leo Kim's book at Amazon.com or visit HealingTheRiftBook.com.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil, he knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. Never anyone to blame. Paradise there ain't. In
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastikos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
I'm home. Italy, the new name in electronic music, presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, your first choice for unconventional and original music.
BBSRadio.com, your source to a world of inspiring information. Removing fear through communication. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. My name is Spider Turner, and you can hear my music right here on the BBS.
Hi, I'm Jackie Zeman, and you may know me as Bobby Spencer from General Hospital, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on bbsradio.com and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com, or on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.